Lesson number 1. Cold feet. Pages 1 and 2. Listen to the dialogue.
Can you believe it? Your wedding is in 2 weeks.
And I think I'm getting cold feet.
Why? What are you afraid of? Rick's a great guy.
I know, but maybe we should wait. We can't even afford to buy furniture.
So it's money that's making you have second thoughts. Deep down, you really want to get married. I can tell by your face. You really love him.
Ellen, sometimes I think you can read my mind.
Tim, can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
Do you think I'm ready to get married?
That's a strange question. Are you getting cold feet?
I guess you could say that. I was thinking, you know, marriage is for good, and I don't want to make a mistake. There are so many divorces these days, and my parents are divorced, you know. History repeats itself a lot, and...
Are you through? Do you have any more reasons why you shouldn't marry Jana?
But I'm dying to marry her.
Do you want my advice? You and Jana have a lot in common. You're perfect for each other. So cut out all this nonsense and don't be so chicken. If you wind up without Jana, you'll be sorry.
Now, play the dialogue again. Stop the recording after each phrase or sentence and repeat what the speakers say. Pages 10 and 11. Exercise 2. Listen to the completed dialogue.
Still have cold feet?
No, and I don't have second thoughts either. I feel great.
I can tell. You look really happy. So does Jana.
Where is she? Did you see her?
Oh, yeah, but you can't until the ceremony.
That's a crazy superstition. Show me where she is. I am dying to see her.
Oh, no. Her mother would be really mad. She told me that on the day people get married, they shouldn't see each other till the ceremony.
I don't think that Jana's mother and I have a lot in common. But deep down, I really like her. I hope she likes me.
I'm sure she does. She was just saying that when she's through with helping Jana, she'll come down and look for you to see how you're doing. How are you doing?
That's a good question. What time is it?
Now, play the dialogue again. Stop the recording after each phrase or sentence and repeat what the speakers say. Page 11, Exercise 3, Dictation. You will hear the dictation 3 times. First, just listen. 2 weeks before they got married, Jana and Rick were in a swimming pool talking to their best friends. At one end of the pool, Jana was telling her friend Ellen that she was getting cold feet because they couldn't even afford to buy furniture. Ellen didn't use these exact words, but she basically told Jana that she could tell that deep down she loved Rick and that she shouldn't have second thoughts about getting married. At the other end of the pool, Rick was telling his friend Tim that he was afraid of making a mistake, that marriage was for good, and that his parents were divorced and he didn't want history to repeat itself. Tim told Rick not to be so chicken and predicted that if Rick wound up without Jana, he would be very sorry. Now, as you listen, write the dictation. 2 weeks before they got married, comma. Jana and Rick were in a swimming pool. Talking to their best friends, period. At one end of the pool, comma, Jana was telling her friend, comma, Ellen, comma. That she was getting cold feet. Because they couldn't even afford. To buy furniture, period. Ellen didn't use these exact words, comma. But she basically told Jana, that she could tell. That deep down, she loved Rick. And that she shouldn't have second thoughts. About getting married, period. New paragraph. At the other end of the pool, comma, Rick was telling his friend, comma, Tim, comma, that he was afraid of making a mistake, comma. That marriage was for good, comma. And that his parents were divorced. and he didn't want history to repeat itself, period. Tim told Rick, not to be so chicken. And predicted that if Rick wound up without Jana, comma, he would be very sorry, period. Now, listen to the dictation again and check what you have written. 2 weeks before they got married, Jana and Rick were in a swimming pool talking to their best friends. At one end of the pool, Jana was telling her friend Ellen that she was getting cold feet because they couldn't even afford to buy furniture. Ellen didn't use these exact words, but she basically told Jana that she could tell that deep down she loved Rick and that she shouldn't have second thoughts about getting married. At the other end of the pool, Rick was telling his friend Tim that he was afraid of making a mistake, that marriage was for good, and that his parents were divorced and he didn't want history to repeat itself. Tim told Rick not to be so chicken and predicted that if Rick wound up without Jana, he would be very sorry.